Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your account number to pull your order, please?
Hi, Nina. My name is Vince with A&M Installation. That account number is 06, D as in Delta, 998, E as in Echo, 6.
06D998EC. I mean, 8E6.
Correct.
Oh, one moment. Accessing that account. And this is for Raul Joseph?
Joseph, yeah, 563 Dorset Court, Naperville, Illinois.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Oh, this weather. It's either windy or rainy or or cold.
Right now, over by us. Right now, it's starting to get nice. It's about 60 degrees, 65 degrees right now by us. And it's going to be getting up to about 70 today.
What?
Yep.
In Illinois?
Yep, last hoorah right now before it gets cold again. This is like prime time where everyone's gonna get sick.
I hear you. sneezing. This is for a dishwasher. What happened?
Yes, it is.
They already called the store because it's canceled.
The order's canceled.
No. I said I can tell they already called the store because it cancels the store immediately cancels the service detail. That's why I was like, what happened? Because you updated the the delivery to unable to complete. So I know something happened. What happened?
Yeah, well, okay, we're not going to be able to do it. The customer is going to need his valve replaced. He has a 5/8 valve, but then he's also going to need some work done underneath the sink. His P-trap is leaking as well as his sprayer.
You said P-trap?
The P-trap, the plumbing
underneath
the sink.
Oh, P, I meant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Habitat.
I hadn't heard that word, P trap. It's so long. By six or seven years, but I remember we used to write that T trap, and it was P trap when I used to say T trap because I thought that's what they were saying. So it's
P trap. Yep. The P trap is leaking, and the sprayer for the kitchen sink is leaking as well. So he's got a little bit of a leaking problem underneath there, as well as the P-trap where the dishwasher, drain hose connects to. So I don't want to connect to it, and then all of a sudden something happens and blows the whole bottom out.
Okay, the P-trap and the sink sprayer are leaking. And something else you said?
Nope, just those two. And then he needs the valve. His valve has to be replaced.
And valve...
Yeah.
Needs replacing. What's wrong with it?
It's the incorrect size, 5/8.
Okay, wrong size. And customer refused the delivery?
He's going to need the plumber to come fix the P-trap first. Because where the drain for the dishwasher connects is going to go right into the P-trap. So if we start forcing all that water down in there with the dishwasher,
what I'm asking is you didn't deliver the dishwasher.
Oh, no, I did deliver it. I was actually just going to tell you, I had already contacted DOD. I already got the breeze code for the delivery charge. I was just calling because I was speaking. I had already contacted Mina. I was speaking with Mina, and then we got disconnected.
My name is Nina, and we have a Mina. Oh, they're going to think that's me over there. Watch. We have a Mina.
I'm sorry. This lady's name was Benita. Benita was her name.
Benita. Okay, I'll take Benita because Nina and Nina is too close.
Yeah, and I was speaking with Benita, and like I said, we got disconnected. She said she was going to contact DOD, but somehow I beat her to it, contacting DOD and then calling you guys back.
Okay. I better put this in delivery only dishwasher. Tag provided. Breeze code. And the breeze code is for the delivery fee and unable to complete the install?
Yes.
For delivery fee and install issue. And who provided that breeze code?
The lady's name was Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yep.
And what's that breeze code?
Breeze code is 251-501-006.
And that's 251-501-006.
Correct. And is it possible for you to contact the customer as well, please? Customer wanted just to, he wanted just to make sure that dispatch gave him a call so, you know, you guys were aware of everything that was happening.
I hope Rebecca did that because she gave you a breeze code.
She's supposed to do that.
Oh, shame on her. But thank you. I'll call them because I can't get caught up like that.
All right, thank you.
Shame on her.
If he does not answer, is it possible for you to leave him a voicemail, please?
Every time.
Okay, perfect, because he's a foreign guy, so he's a little hard of understanding. So I told him, when your phone rings, please, please, please answer it. Because he didn't answer the two times I called him.
Oh, he playing. No matter what language you speak, if you know you got an installation, why wouldn't you answer the
phone? Right?
One of my customers said that she was like, I don't answer foreign numbers. I said, well, this number is definitely going to be foreign because the tech is going to call you from his phone, not us. Okay, don't answer the phone. And this is Home Depot. Right. Okay, don't answer the phone.
I got a caller ID on mine, so it comes up my name. So it's not like, you know, you're going to come up spam risk or anything like that, you know. It actually comes up my name, my full name.
Mm-mm-mm. These, they drinking. They need to stop drinking. Just quarantine, non-drinking.
Pretty much.
Hold one moment. I'll call the customer.
No problem. Thank you, Mia.
You're welcome.